time, and let me tell you the story of the play called The Tempest, written by that great and wonderful man, William Shakespeare. There was once a fairy island in a wide sea where there lived good and bad fairies and Sycorax, an old witch. Sycorax could not make the good fairies obey her, so she shut them up in the trunks of big trees. One night, shortly after the death of Sycorax the witch, there was cast down this island a small boat in which were an old man whose name was Prospero and his little daughter Miranda, not yet 3 years old. Prospero, who was the Duke of Milan, loved to study, so he left the ruling of his kingdom to his brother, Antonio, in whom he had complete faith. But Antonio was a bad man and wanted to wear the Duke's crown himself. So with the help of Alonso, King of Naples, who was Prospero's enemy, Antonio the brother managed to get into his hands the kingdom with all its power and riches. Now the people loved Prospero so dearly that Antonio did not dare to kill him. But one dark night, soldiers took Prospero and his little daughter Miranda out to sea. And when they were far away from land, they forced Prospero and his little daughter into a small boat and sailed away, leaving them alone on the wide sea. They would have died but for the love and kindness of Gonzalo, an old friend of Prospero, who had placed in the boat some fresh water, food and clothes, and some of Prospero's precious books. And so it chanced that Prospero and his daughter Miranda came to the fairy island, where they lived in a cave. Now Prospero knew the art of magic, and so he was able to free the good fairies that Sycorax, the old witch, had put into the tree. And chief among them was a little lively fairy, Ariel. Ariel and the fairies were so happy to be free, they gladly waited upon Prospero and his little daughter Miranda. On this island was an ugly monster called Caliban, who was the son of the old witch, Sycorax. Caliban looked like an ape. Prospero took him to his cave and taught him to speak, but Caliban had such a bad nature, he could not learn anything good or useful, so he was made to do very hard work. When Caliban was lazy and did not work, Ariel, the little fairy, would pinch him and make faces at him. When Miranda was grown up into a beautiful young maiden, it chanced that Antonio, Prospero's wicked brother, and Alonso, the king of Naples, and Prince Ferdinand, the king's son, were at sea together with old Gonzalo, the friend of Prospero. And their ship came near the fairy island. Prospero, knowing they were there, raised by his magic art a great storm of thunder and lightning, so that even the sailors on board the ship gave themselves up for lost. And the first among them to leap into the sea was Prince Ferdinand, the king's son. But Ariel, the little fairy, saw that Prince Ferdinand reach the island in safety, although the king thought his son was drowned and felt very sad. Then Ariel brought all the rest of the crew ashore and landed them in different parts of the island and left the ship safely hidden in a deep nook, just as Prospero had told him to do. While the tempest raged, Prospero showed his daughter the ship rocking in the sea and told her it was filled with human beings like themselves. Miranda prayed for their lives, and her father told her to have no fear, for he meant to save every one of them. Then, for the first time, he told her the story of his life and hers, and that he had caused this tempest to rise in order that his enemies, Antonio, his brother, and Alonso, king of Naples, who were on the ship, might be delivered into his hands. Having so said, Prospero gently touched his daughter with his magic wand, and she fell asleep.